Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Wherever you be in the world, I hope you're sitting down today, because I've got some more amazing. We've got this locked down. Internal Revenue criminals is they're going to have, as they say, one hell of a brand new year. There is a habeas corpus going in next Wednesday, and I've made some other amazing discovery. That's all I do is read the stuff. And keep putting the dots together, and I got them. This is just amazing. I'm going to be, it's going to be a little bit hard to follow. I'm hoping I can make it clear. By the way, the people that are on the IRS list, paid, free, or whatever, I sent you the document. So if you go check your email, I'm going to try to start doing that before my show so that people can, follow along and see, like I always say, believe nobody in this business. And that's not, I would call it a business, but doing, there's so much patriot nonsense out there, and I'm not denigrating the people that are out there that are patriots or fighting, but the things we think we know, almost everything we think we know is not so. And if you've seen The Matrix, we're in it. Don't own your car. You don't have the right to travel. You don't have the right to own property. Don't even know your true name. Don't even know your true citizenship. Most people do not. We have to come out of Babylon or out of Egypt. We're not going to win this war down here, but we have to distinguish ourselves from the others, the goyim, the zombies, the ignorant, the illiterate. And it's not easy. I guarantee you. I watched a movie, I think it was Gary Weaver, I think was his name. I don't remember. Kill the Messenger. And it's about the reporter that exposed the Nicaragua, Contras, and where they were bringing in literally tons of drugs, CIA, into our country, and we were sending guns back. It isn't that we were sending guns back was so bad, but they were bringing in tons of cocaine. And he went down there and documented it. And he finally got a story put out. And they, everybody's, it's all over the news, 60 Minutes. Everybody wants to interview him. But then, of course, the CIA steps in and with their disinformation and the good old, he gets a award, International Journalism Award, which was coming up. But then, of course, the CIA steps in. What do? They destroy the messenger. Just like they did try to do to Kavanaugh, like they tried to do to Trump. They just take a microscope and there's got to be something there. And they destroy your credibility. And we got about 50% of the people out here that are just plain damn stupid. They watch CNN and all this nonsense and they believe this stuff. If you're a Democrat, you got to be stupid and evil. Because there is so much out there, if you just do a little fact-checking, you would not be a Democrat. Now, am I saying all Republicans are great? Oh, heaven knows. We got so many rhinos and traitors in the Republican Party, it's unbelievable. But the Democratic Party is Satan's party. They love killing them young babies in the womb. They love that. They love to sell the parts, and they will protect it. They'll fight for it. They love opening our borders to the, literally, there's billions of people out there that love to come in. Where do you, if you don't have a border, where do you stop? At the first 100 million, 200 million, 500 million? Where do you stop? This stuff is pure evil. It's insanity. It shocks the conscience. The people even discuss it. Because it's so black and white. It's as black and white as you want to go to heaven or you want to go down there and go to hell and light them fires up, Bubba. That's what's got to happen. It's a black, these are black and white issues. And we've got a large majority of people in this country that shouldn't be here. We have a Christian culture, whether you like it or not. That's what started this country. And it tolerates other religions. But what you cannot do is try to change our culture with Sharia law or like the Mormon or the Muslims. For one of them, they want to take over our, they want to take over the world. That's their goal. Well, most of them will say it, get them cornered. They will. That's what they're here for. There's always exceptions. Oh, yeah, I'll get around and do the thing, but they're doing the, look what they're doing over in Europe. Look what they're doing in London. Look what they're doing in France. That's a precursor to what's coming here. If we, the people, don't wise up, these Muslims can't be here because they're not going to accept our culture. They're bringing their culture, their religion, and their culture is all the same thing. And their damn Allah sure the hell ain't the creator. And Muhammad sure isn't Jesus Christ. I guarantee you. He's a pedophile and a thief and amongst many other things. And I don't understand why people can't see these things. We got to stand up and fight. But stand up and fight, this guy that I was talking about, this Gary, I forgot his last name now, Weaver, whatever his last name was, he got it all documented, got this whole thing out. This is the thing that Oliver North was involved with. And I don't know how he skated out of that, but he did. He's out of the NRA now. But he got it all documented, went down there and did it. You know what they did to him? The newspaper, and all of a sudden, well, we get a lawyer. Well, we oversimplified. They wouldn't stand behind him. And all of a sudden, why the interviews were NBC and all, oh, and all, we don't want you now. And they start this kill the messenger. So he goes up and he gets his award at the thing, and they all hoo-ha him up, and he gets up, does a little short speech, walks out, hands his resignation on the table of the San Jose Mercury newspaper, and he never worked as a journalist again, and 7 years later, he's found dead in I think it was a hotel room, supposedly suicide, if you could believe that, 7 years later. It destroyed the man and his family. This is what happens when you fight. It is. I've never had nothing that did, but I lost a $2 million business because of helping Joyce Riley. But she helped thousands of vets, and I have no regrets because she really carried the ball. I didn't. All I did was provide a little money and make her video and stuff. But she really took it out there, Joyce Riley. She's now deceased. She was one hell of a fighter. The video guy, they deported him, and they got me out of business, and they went after her, but didn't do any good because she had the facts. And she stood and fought. She used to show up at Rolling Thunder, whatever it is, the motorcycles and other places like that. So she had a good show on Genesis. There's a cost if you want to fight for the truth. But someday we're going to have to answer. Why did you not fight? Why did you not do something? I've got about 90 people that was on my IRS before, and I quit basically pushing the donation stuff because I was getting some money from other people. They've since decided they don't want to do that. And they just went away, and they could do this. This research that I don't know what's going on. We beat the first books and records with McAlpine's. Got one in Minnesota, Mooney. I've reduced a judgment, a case. They backed out. They quit that case at the last line. Everything is hunky-dory. And then they fight. When they've come to it, they backed off. Dismissed the case with prejudice. I would have thought, I've never heard of a reduced judgment ever being won before. I would have thought people would be interested in that, but I guess not. I don't know. I know I'm not going to fight because I've got enough of an overview now. I know this con, and that's what I'm going to go over today, which is absolutely shocking. I just literally could not make up that there could be this much corruption out there. But it's there. I guarantee you, we see it every day. That doesn't mean there's not a lot of good people out there that don't know. And hopefully they'll wake up and start checking some of this out. Like I say, I sent out about, 15 or so different attachments that I'm going to be talking about today. So people on the IRS list, which is $250 postal money order, or Walmart's better yet, and send me a 9-digit code. Or if you can't afford it, you just say I can't afford it in an email, tell me why, and I'll add you. I don't charge for anything, but I just have to keep my Westlaw and, oh God, Westlaw's $376 and Adobe's $52 and Word is a $70 a year, and it just goes on and on and on, all these charges. Pacer's about $100, $150 a month to go in because I check, read the documents. I want to validate this stuff. There's too much nonsense out there. I want to have the real truth as close as I can get it. And if I make a mistake, I will admit it. And I've made a lot. And of the information that I'm providing, there's a lot of people that give me stuff. This is just me. But I check out stuff that I get as time permits. And I was working on this habeas corpus for Rappert in Minnesota because they don't want to turn loose yet. They will before it's over. We are going to get into the Federal Court of Claims next year in January. I keep saying it, but it's a slow process. Because you got to get this so documented up that it makes it very, very difficult to document. Ken in Fort Worth, you got a question or comment on our subject today?
You mentioned Oliver North, okay? Years ago, I read that he forged train papers for a train load of weapons to go from the East Zone in Germany to the West Zone. And he took off the tanks, and he took off the small weapons and took them to the contras. I asked him on 2 talk shows, and he never said yes, he never said no. Is that being true?
I don't know about him. I know one thing, I watched some of the thing, and he's a really smart guy. Way smarter than the people that were interrogating him. He's up there with Gowdy out of South Carolina. Very smart, very quick-witted.
If he did this, that was a pretty slick operation, but evidently it's still, classified.
Well, that's the thing is, the guy come into Gary's room in this documentary thing, it was a movie, that actually was part of the CIA. He said, I did this. But they said, I can't testify to it, because if I do, they'll kill me. And it was, and it come out years later, after this guy had done it, that what he said was true. But nobody cares. They don't.
Yeah.
They're bringing tons of cocaine in our country that's killing and addicting people. Giving the guns for the Contras, I don't have a problem with that. But the way you get it, no. We can't do that. We just can't. There are lines we cannot cross. So it's a Kill the Messenger. It's on Netflix. If you want to watch a good movie, that's one I highly recommend. It's amazing. This is what they do. They destroy you when you go out against them. Been there, done it. I know how it happens. Took them 3 years with me. They went after my employer. My employer kept telling me, get out of politics. I said, no, it's none of your damn business. I can do with my money what I want. I keep them separate. So they, what they did on me, they put another dealer up here illegally, sold the equipment to them cheaper than I could. They were selling it to me, so I lost my quota. So that's how they shut me down. Real easy. Simple concept. Just amazing what they'll do. And I sued them. Of course, I lost because back then I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I'm a lot dangerous guy anymore. Guaranteed. So anyway, anything other comment or I'm going to continue on? Well, I guess he went away. Well, we have a problem. Our republic has been overthrown. And that's a fact. And if you want to know who did it, just look in the mirror. I guarantee you, we all have had a hand in it. I know I have many times. I just didn't know what I was doing. I really didn't. But we have to make up our minds. Are we going to fight or are we not going to fight? Do you really want to know the truth? And I got this saying. I think I got this from Curtis. This is really an on point. When a man is honestly mistaken, is confronted with the truth, he will either cease to be mistaken or cease to be honest. That's anonymous. Isn't that amazing? When you really find out you're wrong, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue being wrong? The silence where you have a duty to speak is the same thing as signing up for it. Or are you going to fight? Go out there and do something. The case, I'm going to bring this case up here, get this my folder open. Because I was doing word searches. I do word searches in all sorts of time in Westlaw. I just spent hours doing different work. If you got to find the right word, because this stuff has all been out there. It's just a matter of finding it. There's nothing new under the sun, basically. It's all there. This case is, that's the Supreme Court case citing. What is the other case here? Let me go down to the bottom. It's 259 U.S. 114. 259 U.S. 114. And the title is HEALD Herald versus the District of Columbia. I'm getting around, and I'm, like I say, I was working up federal citizen, citizen of the United States logic. Try to get, if this is true, well, then that's got to be true. So I was getting around and I read this last paragraph and I like to fell out of the chair. Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
were living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Well, we're back here, and I am going to read you some astounding information, and it comes out of about, it's a super long paragraph. And it's got all kinds of Supreme Court cases backing it up. And this is about the District of Columbia, of people that are, quote, residents of the district that are confirmed citizens of the United States. That is all that exists in the District of Columbia. That's in their code. A citizen of the United States is a qualified elector in the District of Columbia. So we're only talking about one status only, citizen of the United States, no citizen of the several states, but you can be a resident of the district too. Fine. So the first thing we're going to tie down here is it's about citizens of the United States. That's all we're talking about. And they're complaining because they don't have representation in the national government. The people in the residents of the district do not have a voice in who gets elected. Electoral College. They don't have a voice there. So they're saying, well, this, something's not right here. We have taxation without representation. We've been taught that that's, can't have that. Let me read this to you. When you start to get this, and when you compare what we can conclusively prove in the district we can move that externally to what's called the exterior boundaries of the several states called federal areas. And I'm going to tie this together, and we have got these SOBs locked down. This is what I'm working on writing up and researching out. Let me read this. Finally, it is earnestly contended that the act is void because it subjects the residents of the district to taxation without representation. Residents of the district lack the suffrage and have politically no voice in the expenditure of money raised by taxation. Let me go look up suffrage. I was going to look that up, and I didn't. Let me go look up suffrage, because that suffrage let me find it here. Look it up in blocks. See what it actually says here in blocks. Suffrage is, you're entitled to vote. And see, this is where we get mixed up, because the 13th and 14th Amendment didn't change one freaking damn thing to the citizens of the several states. It changed nothing. Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse said so. It changed nothing. They didn't do anything. It was strictly a thing for the Negroes. And it was a con for us, so they could get this nonsense started. Let's go dig down here and see what the Black says about suffrage. A vote, the act of voting, the right or privilege of casting a vote. That's the key, the right or the privilege of casting a vote at a public election. The last of the meaning of the term is such phrases as the extension of suffrage. It says the participation in the suffrage is not of right, but is granted by the state on a core consideration of what is most of interest to the state. The grant of suffrage makes it a legal right until it is recalled, and it is protected by the law as property is. It's also called political rights, which nobody wants to talk about. This is what they take away from if you get into felony. They'll take away your political right, which is the right of suffrage, where you are entitled. And what entitles you to vote? To vote is just to show up at the building. That's all those means. Okay, it shows up at the building. It says we can't have Black Panthers, white people, white whatevers, or black whatevers outside the building waving guns around and say you can't come in. Vote is to show up. You are entitled under the elective franchise or the right of suffrage. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, we're back here. We're talking about suffrage now. In the District of Columbia, citizens of the United States lack the suffrage and have politically no voice in the expenditure of the money raised by taxation. Now, that's citizens of the United States, suffrage. Well, is that the same thing as citizens of the United States outside of D.C.? We sign up for it. Let's see what it says. The 15th Amendment does not confer suffrage on anyone. Same thing. This is LeGrand versus United States, 12F, as in Frank, 577. It's a circuit court. It's a constitutional court, Eastern District of Texas, 1892. And it says the 15th Amendment can have no application. That amendment relates to the rights of citizens of the United States to vote. It does not confer the right of suffrage on anyone. It merely invests citizens of the United States with the constitutional right of exemption from discrimination in the exercise of the elective franchise on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. It cites Supreme Court cases, United States versus Reese, Cruikshank, United States versus Cruikshank, 92 U.S. 552, holdings of the Supreme Court of the United States. So we have the first thing is, there is no right of suffrage for the citizens of the United States in D.C. and outside the out here. If you want to be a citizen of the United States, there's nothing out here in the wander in the 50 states. Let's continue on here. Let me start over. Finally, it earnestly contended that this act is void because it subjects the residents of the district to taxation without representation. Residents of the district lack the suffrage and have politically no voice in the expenditure of the money raised by taxation. Money so raised is paid into the Treasury of the United States, where it is held, not as a separate fund for the district, but subject to the disposal of Congress, like other revenues raised by federal taxation, like other ones. The objection that this tax is void because of these facts is fundamental and comprehensive. It is not limited in application to the tax on intangible, but goes to the validity of the taxation all taxation of residents of the district. If sound, it would seem to apply not only to the taxes levied upon residents for the support of the government of the district, but also to those taxes which are levied upon them for the support generally of the government of the United States. It is sufficient to say that the objection is not sound. Here's a killer. There is no constitutional provision which so limits the power of Congress that taxes can only be imposed only upon those who have political representation. Did you get that? There is no constitutional provision which so limits the power of Congress that taxes can be imposed only on those who have political representation. And the cases are many in which laws levying taxes for the support of the government of the district have been enforced during this period in which the residents have been without the right of suffrage. And they list a whole ton of them. There must be, I don't know, 10 or so of them. Okay, here's the first killer. If you want to be a citizen of the United States, is there any difference between being a citizen of the United States inside and outside of the district? That's one of the things we have to prove. No, there's not. Congress, on a citizen of the United States, can tax on those without political representation if you are a citizen of the United States. That's a killer. And there's a whole ton of cases backing that up. So you have no right of suffrage, no elective franchise if you're inside the District of Columbia. And in LeGrand versus United States at 12F 577, 1882, based on Reese and Cruikshank and another Supreme Court case, another circuit court, there is no right of elective franchise. So that's exactly the same. So if you're inside of D.C., you have no right of suffrage on the national government. If you are outside the D.C., you have no right of suffrage either. Supreme Court just said so. Why in the holy hell would I want to be that status? That would be my first question if I knew this. Why? Why would I want to do that? Well, because that's the way they've conned us. They've hooked us up. Oh, but wait, it don't stop there. These guys are really good. This overthrow of our republic is really good. So how do they pull this off? Well, one of the first things we have to find out, and let me bring that up here. I should have had that in here someplace. We have to prove that the citizens of the United States in the District of Columbia are using the Internal Revenue Code. Or do they use it? Here's just one statute, which I sent out, 47-863. Adjusted gross income, as in quotation marks, shall have the same meaning as Section 62 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, blah, 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 blah. Thank you. Okay, so now we know, we've proven a second essential element, that they are using the definitions of the Internal Revenue Code within the district, strictly limited to citizens of the United States. Well, that's what they're doing to us outside. They want to use gross income and adjusted gross income and all this other nonsense, right? Okay, so now we've got two things tied together. The citizen of the United States inside of the District of Columbia has no right of suffrage. You're screwed. The citizen of the United States outside of the District of Columbia has no right of suffrage, and we're screwed. Now, the question, of course, is why outside, don't we? Because it's a statutory creation in 14 Stat 27. to have the same rights as white citizens. It's codified today in 42 U.S.C. 1981, 1982, and 1988. 1982 is a nice one to read. They just made up in statute. Same thing as you'd make up a corporation or whatever. That's a fiction in law. They just made it up. So now we have two things. We have, in the District of Columbia, there's no right of suffrage. Outside the District of Columbia, if you go sign up that you want to join the political group called the Citizens of the United States in your state, you have no right of suffrage. And Congress can do whatever the hell they want to tax. They can tax, and we can tie that in. I'm going to get to that. They can do whatever they want to you because we signed up for it. Now we have proved that the Internal Revenue Code is used inside the District of Columbia. It's used outside, so we've got an essential element there. Do these citizens of the United States use the same damn code? Absolutely. So the next question becomes, if I am sitting outside, I am not within the territorial boundaries of the district. I'm in the territorial outside boundaries of one of the several states. Now, I signed up as a citizen of the United States. I have no right of suffrage, both places. Congress can do what we're going to get to, the taxing. They can tax whatever they want to inside, and I'll show you how they do it outside. So how do they do the displacement of the land? Because I'm not in D.C., I know damn well I'm not in D.C. So how do they do it? Oh, let's see here. What we'll do, this is in the Buck Act of 19. This is why they did the Buck Act, one of several reasons. They did this in 1940, and they put it into positive law in 1947. And you can find it today codified in 4 U.S.C. 110. The term federal area means any lands or premises held or acquired by or for the use of the United States or any department, establishment, agency of the United States, and, with a semicolon, any federal area or part thereof which is located within the exterior boundaries of any state shall be deemed to be a federal area located within such state. So if you want to claim to be a citizen of the United States within the exterior, means the outside boundaries of a state, and you're within the outside boundaries of Texas, or you're within the outside boundaries of North Carolina or Minnesota, you are deemed to be in a federal area. That's how they solve that. It's like you're up above the land looking down. And if you want to be up there with this fiction and law, citizen of the United States, made up, you could be deemed to be in a federal area. 4 U.S.C. 110, number E. That's how they get around that. Well, now we got some other problems we have to get around to make this thing work. So now we have that. So the question becomes, how do we get the states, the several states, to do what they're supposed to do? Because you see, the 14th Amendment says only Congress can enforce the 14th Amendment. And if you go read that, Congress is only supposed to be doing something if the state or the state actors are doing something in violation of discrimination. That's it. They're supposed to be, otherwise they're supposed to be dormant. So how do we get the states to do it? And where is the authority for a state to legislate for a political group called Citizen of the United States? Because Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse absolutely says, and the 14th Amendment, this is reserved for Congress. Why, is the state of North Carolina Congress? State of Texas? State of Minnesota? LA Tech? Are they Congress? No. Oh, I got a solution. I know what we'll do. We'll get around and we'll have a National Voter Registration Act of 1993. Yep. We'll just get around and legislate it. And then we will have findings and purposes. This is codified today in 52 U.S. 205-01. The right of the citizen of the United States to vote is a fundamental right. Abso-frickin-lutely true. But you know what's missing? I don't have a problem with you showing up to vote. The problem is you're not entitled to do a frickin' thing inside the building. That's never changed. It's a con. So we say, oh, the right of all the citizens of the United States to be protected basically by the 14th Amendment. Oh, that's fine. No, we're not going to have any black, white, or whatever smoke and mirrors nonsense going on at the polls. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think anybody would. And that was found by Congress. So what do we do? How can we authorize the state of Minnesota, the state of North Carolina, the state of Texas? How are we going to allow them to, quote, legislate for citizens of the United States? Because you see, there's all kinds of cases on that your elective franchise and all that for your public officers only this comes from the several states. You got to be a qualified elector in each one of these states. You got to be a citizen of Texas, a citizen of North Carolina, or a citizen of Minnesota. So how do we get one of these several states to join the con? Oh, I know what we do. Let's go to the National Voter Registration Act again of 1993, and was codified in 52 U.S.C. 205-02. And let's just redefine state. Yeah, let's just... So dog means cat. Anytime you use means, you give a whole new, unique meaning for words used. Dog means mood. Dog means Obama. Dog means the devil. So we defined it here. The term state in quotation mark means, that's a whole new meaning after it, a state of the United States and the District of Columbia. Oh, isn't that amazing, huh? Isn't that coincidental? Let's see, we got citizens of the United States that have no right of suffrage, and Congress can tax the living hell out of them. And we got citizens of the United States out here in all these, in Minnesota or North Carolina, I think tax the living hell out of them if you want to sign up to be a citizen of the United States. Because, you see, of all of these, quote, several states have adopted the 1993 National Voter Registration Act. They don't want to have citizens of the several states. They don't want their citizens voting. There are no public officers because there's no elections for them. No, there's none. There's no elections for them. So now we have this problem solved. We get the state of Minnesota. We get the state of North Carolina, state of Texas. In your legislature, we get around, we pass, and let's see, the only people we're going to allow to go to the voting polls is a citizen of the United States in that status. And you have to do it under the penalties of perjury. I don't want nothing to do with being a citizen of Texas or a citizen of North Carolina or a citizen of Minnesota. Absolutely frickin' not. This citizen of the United States is so delicious. I'm going to be under the plenary power of Schumer and Pelosi, and God help us, all them other idiots up there. That's what we're doing. Because you see, when they put the state in, the state of the United States and the District of Columbia, they're both citizens of the United States, but state of the United States. That means that this state is subservient and part of an extension of the United States, the District of Columbia. It's like territory of the United States. It's owned by it. State of the United States is like a municipal entity sitting under as part of United States, but then we have to include D.C. So now we've solved that problem. We got all these states all signed up, and they're all legislating as citizens of the United States. And the 14th Amendment specifically excludes it. But there's nothing illegal about it. If we knew what was going on. I say, yeah, I don't want to be a citizen of one of those several states. Why don't we have another political entity out here called, and let's go under the plenary power of Congress. Looks all damn good sense to me. Those people know what they're doing up there, right? Wrong. And then to add insult to injury, in the same definition, the term federal office, in quotation marks, means, oh, back in a minute.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here, and that's all I'm going to be talking about, because this, when you get these concepts down, unbelievable. We have them locked down. Scott in California, question or comment on our subject?
Yeah, Ralph, hi. Good afternoon. In the 40th Congress, July 20th, 1868, I'll send this to you if you give me your email, but it says... they changed the word state to mean and include a territory and District of Columbia. County means and includes a territorial subdivision of a state.
And yeah, that's called the dictionary. It's 1872, right?
No, 1868, July 20th, 40th session. 40th Congress.
Yeah. Okay, isn't that, I think, that is that the same one where they no longer say, and it be it further enacted?
Yes, it starts out that way, and be it further enacted.
Yeah, so that was the end of the last statutes of the United States, the laws of the United States, because enacted is for each section, and that was the last time that we ever had any laws of the United States.
Yeah, yep. This is a real trip. Okay, Ralph, do you want me to send this to you, or do you already have it?
No, I already have it. I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, we got you. Bye. Well, it's good to get called. People are putting some of this stuff together. This is a killer stuff. They can't get out of this. They cannot get out of this trap. Because you see, then, one of the games that they play, and I say it's a game to them, one of the cons, let's say a con, that's more because a game is not like it's fun. One of the cons is when they're doing these type of overthrowing our republic, they can't put it all out in front of us. So they always have links. Well, you got to go someplace else to see what this means. And you got to go somewhere else to what this means. Now, in the email today that I sent out to everybody, I actually put out, and I'm going to get to the rest of why I did this, for the people that want to see, because I like to see the beginning statutes. They started off in 42 U.S.C. 1973, GG and a bunch of stuff. They started off in 2 U.S.C. 431, which is the definition I'm going to be reading here. I had to get a hold of Westlaw because I couldn't find it. Because they repeal the stuff. I want to see so I can prove the statute. And I want to see how it progressed up to the year. Then I'm going to make one lines of this. So anyway, we get it back to 52 U.S.C. 205-02, number 2. As used in this chapter, the term, quote, federal office, has the meaning of section 30101, number 3 of this title. Why didn't they just put the here? Because they never do this. They always... This is just a con. And if you get to reading the statutes, that's why it's so helpful to have Westlaw, because this stuff just automatically clicks up. So then what does, obviously then, what's the federal office that's happening here for citizens of the United States? Oh, it says the term federal office means the office of the president or vice president or senator or representative in or delegate or resident commissioner to Congress. Isn't that amazing? We're voting on delegates and residents. For if you're out here in the hinterland, why in the hell would I care about that? Federal office is only that, and the way they get away with it, they say, oh, well, if you go back into this, well, we have the right, Congress, to control federal elections. Fine. But you have exceeded your power because you suckered me in to somebody that has no frickin' damn suffrage, you idiots. And you said so. Why would I want to vote for a president if I don't have the right of suffrage in the elected front? Where the hell did I lose that at? Back in a minute. We got a caller. Hang on.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN.